from KQED. It's KQED News. I'm Erica Aguilar. In the past, San Francisco has built roughly 1,900 housing units a year. Mayor Ed Lee wants to increase that to 5,000 a year. So today, he announced a new directive to reduce the time it takes to issue building permits for housing projects. I caught up with Mayor Lee this morning at a conference for housing developers.
I've got firefighters, teachers commuting over 2 hours just to get to work, and that's not going to be sustainable. We'll lose the talent if we don't build more housing. And part of that is to build it faster, because the price of housing is also contributing to the slowdown. Right now, it takes some 2 to 3 years, even after a project is approved, before it can get up to ground. And the executive directive identifies people in different agencies where housing is not their core mission, say DPW, MTA, fire department. Their core missions are other things, and yet we need their approvals on some critical parts, whether it's infrastructure, sidewalks, widths, accessibility, and yet we find a lot of things being bogged down. And so by getting them to place the housing in the crisis that we have and understand why we need a speedier project, we believe we can cut the time in half.
In 2014, you announced a major ambitious plan of 30,000 units by 2020. Can you give us an update on where you are in that goal?
Yes, we're 3.5 years into that pledge, and we have already produced over 17,000 units of the 30,000 pledge. And that's an average of about 5,000 units per year in the last 3 years. Where I think when you look at the last 30 years, we've only produced about 1,900 units a year. So I am strongly of the belief that we'll exceed, not just meet, I think we'll exceed it, and then we'll show that we can really accommodate all of the essential workforces that we're losing. People are really frustrated. They're leaving their jobs. And I care as much about the artists and the nonprofit people as I do about firefighters and police officers and teachers. They all deserve a chance to live in or close to the city.
Are you concerned that some approval processes that are in place to protect people during the building process or the building planning for these buildings could be overlooked and sidestepped in order to speed up the process of building?
That's not been the case. I mean, we generally have already figured out things that make the street safe to make sure that there's no negative impact on the environment. Usually that's all part of it. Really is the time that's spent on getting agreements on everything from design, how utilities fit in, getting utilities on a time frame that we're comfortable with rather than on their time frame. Because again, everybody agrees we have a housing crisis. And if everybody doesn't agree that there's a housing crisis, then they'll take their time, not think it's that important. But everybody that I've talked to says there's a crisis. We know it. That's why the prices go up as extraordinary as they are. When people are paying over 50% of their income because the affordability isn't there because of lack of capacity and lack of supply, you're talking about the need to do something drastic. And I think this is one of those reasons why the executive directive and an emergency focus on getting this housing done is something that we can contribute, particularly while I'm mayor, because I've recognized it for everybody.
That was San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee. City department heads have until December to detail plans for how they'll speed up the production of housing development. I'm Erica Aguilar, KQED News.